Damn, bro.
Yeah.
That's wild. Why would you want to play with shit?
Baboons do it all the time.
Yeah.
It's true. What do it all the time?
Baboons.
Baboons. Shut the fuck up. You know how the fuck that word is pronounced.
I pronounce it in the South African way.
Shut up, dude.
I lived there as a child.
And they have baboons there, so I would imagine that's the right way to pronounce it.
That's how they said it. I remember seeing baboons as a kid.
When you say baboons, is that just what you called black people in South Africa?
That's a cheap joke, and I don't accept it. Mm-hmm. I was actually... We only arrived after the apartheid, so...
That's,
Mandela
that's
was in charge.
Not true.
What do you mean?
Your family was responsible for apartheid.
You know that.
Doesn't your family go way back in like the accounts for the slave traders?
No, actually, no.
Isn't that what Friedland means in South African?
No, we were in Eastern Europe at that time, and Lithuania being very cold Jews.
I don't think so.
We were just standing around. I'm so cold.
No, his family was asked to leave Europe because the Nazis were like, look, we don't need any more names. Thank you. You've already earned your freedom. But you guys got to get out of here because it's going to look weird if you're the only family we don't kill. We have 6 million names. We don't need any more names. And then they went to South Africa. And there's a man that said, please share this coconut of peace with us. And then they enslaved that guy and took his coconut.
You know the truth. The thing is that this is fucking...
Then his grandfather was like, it's so hot down here, I have to rape. I have to invent raping. It's too hot to not rape.
Damn, God, it's very funny.
Isn't that right, Adam? Isn't everything Nick said
yes,
correct?
Yes, it's completely 100%.
It's real.
Yeah, we were all part of Rhodesian death squads. Me and my family. Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. That's my favorite
committing
podcast.
Atrocities.
That's my favorite podcast on the Gas Digital Network is Rhodesian Death Squad.
Yeah. No, my parents had to leave because they were anti-apartheid and they were on a list by the secret police. And we went back after Mandela came to power. Yeah.
For how long? Wait, you went?
Yeah, I lived there when I was a kid for 3 years.
I didn't know that.
For 2 years, sorry. Yeah.
What
I turned
age?
4, 5, and 6.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
When I started school, I went back to America and started school. But I was in pre-K there. But I had an accent when I was a little kid.
You didn't start kindergarten until you were 6 years old?
I think, no, I started first grade. I did kindergarten there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Damn, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Too bad it's all lies. That would be a cool story. It's sort of a redeeming story if it wasn't a complete lie.
Yeah.
You all know your family's a war criminal past.
No, we were not.
A couple of Jesse Joyces.
My grandfather.
Couple of Goward Jesse Joyces.
My grandfather probably did some shitty things. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
That means he knows and he doesn't want to say.
Well, no, because he got super lucky and like made whatever. I don't want to tell.
No, tell the story.
Money.
Made money.
Uh-oh. He was probably a pretty
my
cool,
dad
chill
says
way.
My dad thinks that he had office buildings, and my dad suspects that his father rented office space to the secret police. But that might be bullshit.
He was a landlord for the secret police. Oh my god,
that
dude.
Is unbelievable.
My grandfather would help the Nazis find deals. He was like Groupon for the
he was a broker. But then
one has a nice view of the Blicks.
My dad ended up being on a list because they thought he was a potential political enemy, and then they tried to draft him into the army. And my mom
doesn't make up for it.
Double
doesn't,
agent, huh?
Doesn't matter.
Fuck my grandfather. I don't give a fuck about
there
him.
There you go.
Yeah.
My grandfather